Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
All right. Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 185, Sign versus Signature. When I applied for my driver's license, I needed to fill out the application form. Then I brought the document to the window. The clerk said that he needed my signature at the bottom of the form, so I had to sign my name. Then he gave me two other documents to sign. I didn't realize they needed my signature in so many places. Next, listen to the conversation.
Hey, Jack, you look happy. Did you finally get a girlfriend?
Ha ha ha, very funny. I went to a Yankees game last night and a player signed the baseball for me.
Wow, an autograph like that may be worth a lot of money someday.
I know, isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's cool, but whose signature is it? It's so messy I can't read it.
Yeah, I can't read it either, and I forgot who the player was.
Oh, Jack. You're too much.
Our friend Jack is pretty sharp, isn't he? The words sign and signature can be confusing sometimes. So, for today's English lesson, let's have a look at how to use these words. Signature is a noun, and it means your name is written in cursive script. In English, you can write your signature, give your signature, or put your signature on something. Here are some examples. Please write your signature on this form.
Can you please give me your signature here?
You need to put your signature on every document that you approve in this office.
By the way, the word autograph means the signature of a famous person. In the conversation, Jack mentioned that he got the autograph of a famous baseball player. Here are some other examples.
After the performance, the actor was at the backstage door giving out autographs.
My father has an autograph of Frank Sinatra. On the other hand, the word sign is a verb, and it means to write your signature. It generally means to sign your name. Here are some examples. Please sign this form.
Can you please sign your name here?
You need to sign every document that you approve in this office.
Of course, in a different situation, the word sign is used as a noun. In this case, a sign is something that gives us information, like a stop sign on the road, or an information sign in a train station. Well, that's our English lesson for today. Here's my signature ending. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 185. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.